It's a win-win situation for Clark County, according to Aaron Rourke. He's with the group Rivers Unlimited that's working with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to designate the area as recreation. That means the state agency will manage that portion of the river, which Rourke says is a good thing because it will improve the landscape.
It also has the benefit of adding a sort of a cachet to the river, which attracts outside interest, too. So most river corridors along scenic rivers find some increased tourism. Paddlers, fishermen, bird watchers, they like to come to these newly designated scenic rivers to see what the buzz is about, and one can build on that.
Rourke points to the nearby Little Miami River as an example. Since it became a recreation site, it attracts 300,000 users each year. But Tom Lego says this amounts to government overreach. He's a Springfield attorney and developer who owns several properties along the Mad River. Lego says this infringes on the rights of homeowners and developers.
Now, it is true the statute says it's not supposed to. The practicality is if you're an individual and you're developing anything, they're going to make you make it to the higher standard. For all those aforementioned reasons, I think it's a bad idea. We don't need any additional level of bureaucracy to determine what we can do in Clark County.
And that's part of the reason five townships and the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce all have said no. Advocates say they don't actually need township approval to move forward, but it does delay the designation because now more public hearings are needed. Rivers Unlimited is in the process of scheduling more meetings to gain support in Clark County. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.